in a continuing series, Gems from the Old Testament, we hear about the Hebrew word shamayim, which means heavens. What comes to mind when you hear the word heaven? Are there thoughts of glory, of joy, of intimate fellowship with Jesus? Indeed, we should have such thoughts because we are told that God sits in the heavens, Psalm 2, and that the heavens have received Jesus, Acts 3, and that where he is, there we will be, John 14. However, what if we make this word into a plural, heavens? The Hebrew word for heaven, shamayim, is plural. Indeed, as we search the scriptures, we find that there is more than one heaven. Consider Deuteronomy 10:14, Psalm 148, verse 4. There is the heaven in which the birds fly, Deuteronomy 4:17, which the New King James translates air, and from which the rain comes down, Isaiah 55:10. This is the atmosphere, inner space. Secondly, there is the heaven in which the sun, moon, and stars are found, Genesis 1:14, or outer space. Thirdly, there is the heaven in which God is enthroned in the presence of all his holy angels, Psalm 2, verse 4, Matthew 18, verse 10, Matthew 22:30, Isaiah 6. This is the highest heaven, Deuteronomy 10:14, the third heaven, which the Apostle Paul equates with paradise, 2 Corinthians 12, verses 2 to 4. What a marvelous creation these heavens are. By them the Creator contains the atmosphere so that we can breathe and live. By them the Creator contains the sun, moon, and stars so that these can serve their functions, providing light for life and serving for signs and seasons for days and years. Genesis 1:14. By them the Creator makes his presence known to the whole world. From Psalm 19. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. Day unto day utters speech, and night unto night reveals knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them the Creator sets his throne and rules over all of creation. As marvelous as the heavens are, they will not last forever. Because of the vile rebellion of mankind, all of creation has been subjected to rot and ruin and death. Romans 8 tells us, "For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it in hope. Because the creation itself will also be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God." Yes, the day will come when the creation will be delivered into the glorious liberty of the children of God. That is the day when you will see the Son of Man coming with the clouds of heaven, Mark 14. Then all the hosts of heaven shall be dissolved, and the heavens shall be rolled up like a scroll, Isaiah 34. Like a cloak, the Lord will change them, and they will be changed, Psalm 102. They will pass away with a great noise, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Both the earth and all the works that are in it will be burned up, 2 Peter 3. It is sad that the marvelous creation of God must be melted down, but only in this way will our Lord fashion new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. 2 Peter 3. We stare up into the heavens and find peace and joy in the gently drifting fluffy clouds and the melodious songs of birds. We marvel at the countless stars in the heavens. However, as we gaze into the new heavens, we will find infinitely greater peace and joy. Then the sins which cloud our view in this world will be gone forever, having been washed away in the blood of a creator of the heavens. Only righteousness will be found there, and we will see clearly all the wonders of God's loving goodness, for we will be in the paradise of God. Revelation 2:7. Hallelujah. The author of this article is John Pfeiffer, retired pastor and teacher. He is former president of Emanuel Lutheran College, lives in Fall Creek, Wisconsin.